I was thinking about going back to, because I worked in a hospital, but you more or less had to be licensed for what I wanted to do. So I just went to, I just said, okay, let me try something new. So I went to the bank. And I didn't know if I would be hired, and I was hired. So once I was hired, I was the oldest teller on the line.
Uh-huh.
But that was okay, because I had to learn from the bottom up.
Right.
That's okay. And it was interesting, because when you took your breaks or you had your lunch, and you have all different women, you know, being trained as tellers or whatever they were going to do. And we sit around talking and say where we're from. We talk just, you know, I got three kids. The kids talk about the kids, where you're from. And I said, oh, I was telling myself, oh, I'm from Ohio. We just purchased a house out here off of close to Lamon Pecos. And one of the girls said, how'd you buy a house? I felt like everybody else. I said, I had a down payment. I thought it was a crazy question. And she said, well, I didn't know you could buy a house, because I thought most black people lived on the west side. I said, it was news to me. I didn't know that. Yeah. And where is the west side?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first time I heard about the west side.
Yeah.
So I said, oh, I didn't know. But from the history of Las Vegas, I found out that at one time that was how it was.
Yeah.